This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As I promised, it's 11:45. I will just bring you Dr. Nofemela here on the show, on the Hlanganani Media Show. Let me just tell you, we do have her on the show right now. Good morning, Doc. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, DJ Masweedi.
Oh, thank you. Love it. Dr. Nofemela, can you just please tell us more about your department, Director of Cooperative Education Directorate, which is Senzan?
All right, ngiyabonga. Ngiyabingelela kubalaleli. E Department of Cooperative Education sisiza abafundi ngento eningi ezimayelana nemisebenzi nokukwazi uku-accessa imisebenzi lokho sikubiza phecelezi employability. Now senza e differentiation between ukuthi employment ne employability ngoba employability it is the ability yabantu to be able to access imisebenzi. So sisiza ngalokho, sithatha ama CVs siwathumele kuma companies, sixhumana nama companies, si applyela ama grant ukuthi basize. We also do e work readiness ukuze ama student akwazi cross over kahle from university life to the world of work.
Oh, shuthi nje inina mgogodla wethu efana sihlale kunini ukuthi cha siyazi ukuthi mesiqeda nje i journey yethu emangosuthu sithi ne stick to o doctor so uthola umsebenzi kanjani
azukuthola umsebenzi kodwa uzokwazi ukuthi uma ukhona umsebenzi uthi uma ungenile kwi interview usipresente kahle ngoba sobe sikupreparele ukuthi kwenziwa njani. Remember ukuthola umsebenzi singayithola i opportunity ibe khona siyilethe ukuthi manje wena uyakwazi kuyibamba yinde yo opportunity ukuthi wena usuke uyilungiselele kanjani for your own employability journey.
Or you was prepared for that certain stage. What should you do?
Exactly.
Okay, let's go to my second question, Doc. Tell us more about the survey per se.
All right. Now, e survey esirana in partnership with the Department of Institutional Research, yala ikhaya ibizwa the IPR. So si lungiselela uku si surveya. Ukubheka ukuthi there are two things. One, ama final year wethu sifuna asicacisele ukuthi basi experience kanjani as a university ekuwa prepareni for the world of work ngoba ngithi mabe ngama final year sebelungiselele ukuphuma. Now ba feel like ama services esibanike wona la ekhaya aba prepare enough yini for the world of work. Those are the final years. So sine survey ebheke leyo nto. Njeba ngisho ke impact into esifunayo lapho sifuna ukuthi sazi ukuthi sibaseve kanjani ama students so that thina to be able to better serve ama students wethu sazi ukuthi yini lafanele silungise khona. That's for the final years. For ama graduates futhi sinayo ne survey. Now, le survey yama graduates, ibheke ama graduates ka 2018-2019. So those 2 years. Sibhekani lapho, sifuna ukubona ukuthi ama graduates wethu, thathi isikhathi esingakanani ukuthi bathole umsebenzi. Lama graduates esiwabhekile manje, akuphi? Ayasebenza, anama business. Because remember, employability is not about ukuthi only nge-access opportunity yokuqashwa. But it is also ngikwazi ukuyovulelami business so that ngikwazi ukuena imali nicely bese nami mhlambe ubangiba umqashi wamanye ama students. So sifuna ukubheka lezo zinto kuma graduates. Leyo nto isiza ngani university? Isiza ngokuthi university yakwazi ukuphakamisa igama layo ngokuthi thina ama graduates wethu ayasebenza. Thina ama graduates wethu awa graduate nje abese hlala omunye 10 years engasebenzi. But uma singenayo le information asikwazi nokuthi sikwazi ukuthi silungisa kuphi kahlehle asikwazi because susuke singazi ukuthi ikuphi inkinga. So in actual fact with these two surveys we're trying to identify where are the pain areas ekufanele sizilungise with respect to employability.
Doc, and I would like to also ask Guti, how will this help at the department per se?
All right. this particular one, I zook Caesar it department directly, but it's a Caesar institution as a whole. Because Njaban Shield institution, yabona maku umaku grade sometimes ama universities. Kubhekwa nangokuthi akupha ama graduates wenu. Ayasebenza yini ama graduates wenu, because it's not good enough ukuthi ngi university ngiyafundisa abantu ba graduate, but kubalekile ukuthi ba graduate abaye kuphi. Leyo into yeyona nto eyenza ukuthi izwe lithi malisibheka as the university likwazi ukuthi kuyasetshenzwa lapha ya ma graduates wakhona aya graduate ahamba yokusebenza. So yileyo le survey izosiza i university to be able to have that information.
Okay, how ama MUT alumni azokwazi kanjani ukuthi athole lo information from the department of the directorate ohlele kanje kamanje ofisayo ungenela ngangenela kanjani?
All right, for the survey sifakile I think uMacoms uyasiza uyifakile iposter kwi Facebook page yase MUT, izobungena na kwi Facebook page ye alumni, izongena na kwi Facebook page yaka co-op. So but over and above that besiwathumele nama emails kuma graduates. So kodwa nje I think as of today cela babheke ama Facebook pages wethu onke the alumni, the general MUT page, nele co-op, they should be able to get a poster. And leya poster is obihamsana ne link. Sicela umuntu aklikhe kwi link asenzele nje that short survey.
What is expected in them?
What is expected? Ukuthi angithi obviously kunama questions thizen. That's all we expect from our participants is just to click on the link baphendule leya mibuzo. I can't care ngoba angithi mina angiso student angiyone alumni, so angiwakhumbuli kahle ama question, but uma klikhe lapha yana uzokwazi ukuthola ukuthi kubuzwani, and just please usirespondele. The survey doesn't take too long, it's not a long survey, but kubaluleke kakhulu njenge institution yethu esiyithanda yo MUT, and esaziyo ukuthi inezinto ezinhle ezenzayo, particularly when it comes to work integrated learning ne employability. Ake siyilungise ke manje sibe ne information ecacile, siyibeke siyibambe ngesandla ukuthi ama graduates wethu athi, but more importantly ne universities zokwazi ukuthi futhi ama graduates ethu athi lungisani lapha nalapha nalapha, khona sizokwazi ukulungisa.
Hi, Doc. By Zwele. Lastly, tell us about this radio slot. What can we expect in the following upcoming weeks?
All right. Siyajabula kakhulu ukuthi sibuyele futhi kwi career slots. I career slots zethu, we've got very exciting things ahead. We're going to be having employers. Kakhulukazi ngifisa ukuthi ama students wethu akwazi uku-interact nama employers. So we're going to be bringing a lot of employers. So every month sizotry ukuthi sibe ne-employer. So in between nathi sizoba khona ngoba fanele sinike ama students information about umsebenzi esiwenzayo. But kakhulu sifuna ukuxhumanisa abantwana, ama students wethu nama graduates wethu with employers. So employers will be here sharing izinto ezifana nokuthi what is expected emntwini omusha uma engena emsebenzini. I know ukuthi i-employer esizoba nayo, the first one in November, is going to be talking about why they would take ama students awenza ebesenza uwill kubona abanike permanent jobs, because that helps our students to understand ukuthi what do I do as a will student ezongenza mina ngithi stand out, such that umi employer beyinabantu abawu 15 abenza u will bese kuthathwa abantu abawu 5 to be permanent. What was the difference between the 5 and the 10 engathathwanga. So u-employer wethu engeke ngimbize manje ngifuna ama ngifuna nje siba surprise uyobe ekhuluma ngale nto because we have ama students esifumene esithole confirmation yokuthi immediately after they graduate kulonyaka, I think about 3 of our students, they got a permanent job in one of the big companies. Oh, wow. So we're going to be having that person, but as we go along sizobe sibiza ama employers, namasitas maybe to be able to share with ama employer with ama students way to yonke information pertaining to work integrated learning nama internships.
Doc, let me just take another curve. Just see, we are on an examination process and we may look bala. What are some words of encouragement ungabanikeza bona?
Thank you so much. Into engayisho kuma matriculants wethu ukuthi okokuqala nje congratulations, you've made it this far. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu that they have made it this far, and uNkulunkulu bengeke abathathe this far only to let them fail. And maku ukuthi ukufaila doesn't mean ukuthi angiphasanga umatric. Ukufaila is not to stand up once or pass. But at this stage, we are saying we are rooting for all ama students abhala grade 12, siyabakhulekela, and we wish them all the best, not only for the exam, but for the future. And sibalindile MUT bazo register.
We are indeed waiting for them to register here at MUT. And also today we are celebrating our Vice Chancellor's birthday. Any kind wishes for our Vice Chancellor Prof Noctula Sibiya?
Wow, angisho ngithi simfisela kuhle kodwa uma wethu. Happy birthday, Prof. May God bless you and may you be granted all the desires of your life. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Dr. Nofemela, the director of Cooperative Education Director is going to call up, and we'll just do have her on the show every Thursday. We call it the Career Thursday, right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Doc, for honoring our invitation here on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. Ngiyathemba ukuthi ama alumni wethu nama final year students wethu, you'll go on to those links, please, and do what is right.
Thank you so much, Doc.
Yeah,
this is an MUT Radio podcast.